Funding for the school makes up the largest portion of the Hainesboro budget. At $1.8 million, it represents about a third of the borough's expenses. It is also the local service that would lose the most revenue under Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget. The school stands to lose over $600,000 from the state's per-student allocation. In addition, the Dunleavy administration introduced Senate Bill 64, which would eliminate the state's school bond debt reimbursement program. The program provides state money to offset the cost of building new schools. The Hainesboro used it after consolidating the primary, middle, and high school buildings into one facility in 2005.
Definitely, the school debt reimbursement program was a part of the decision that we made as a community to go forward with the construction of the school.
That's Hainesboro manager Deborah Schnabel. At a meeting last week, she testified before the Senate Education Committee in opposition of the bill. The borough took out more than $17 million in bonds to pay for the new school's construction. If Senate Bill 64 were adopted, the borough would stop receiving annual payments of $900,000 from the state to help pay off those bonds. Schnabel said that if the borough were to assume the entire debt from construction, the borough would have to increase property taxes by about 4 mills to offset the cost. A mill is equal to $1 for every $1,000 in assessed value of the property.
7 more years of taxing our community at 14 mills approximately would be devastating to the community. We anticipate already that it will be impossible for many people to continue to live in our community with that high of a levy of property tax.
The Hainesboro also testified in opposition of Senate Bill 63 last week. The bill would keep raw fish tax revenue in the state's hands rather than sharing half of it with the municipalities where the fish is collected or processed. Hainesboro Finance Director Gila Stewart told the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee that raw fish tax revenue brings in 3 to 10% of the borough's general fund revenue.
We try and use that money to support the fishing industry and support infrastructure that fishermen rely on. We also use that money to support schools in Haines. For those reasons, we don't support Senate Bill 63, and we would urge you not to put it forward.
The current legislative session ends on April 14th. However, the legislature is allowed to extend it until May 15th. That is the deadline for passing a state budget. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.